Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 74, The Rift. A rift is a fissure or separation, but it can also be a break in friendly relations. There are many dangerous rifts that are open in the Green Realm. The most dangerous for the people of Reba is the actions of their leader, the First Great General. He is ordering his forces to stand down in most places on Reba. There are battles and civil war erupting on Reba, and the leader is doing nothing. The indigenous people of Reba have begun joining forces and are attacking the cities of the known Reba. Some of the cities do not really have much of an army left, but the general is not ordering forces from other cities to help those. No one understands, and those that speak against the general are summarily executed. Something is wrong. Not all are following the general, though. Now, the members of the 10th Great City seem to be in complete rebellion. They are fighting against all invaders. They are even helping some of the other cities in complete defiance of the First Great General. A rift between the known Reba and their leader has developed and is widening. The only good thing seems to be that all the horsemen are all leaving the solar system. They are chasing after a ship that has the light of the Summoner around it. The known Reba are not following. They are not attempting to save the ship. The First General just does not care. The Artonians do care. They start to follow the horsemen, and they ask for help from the known Reba. But the known Reba simply bark for them to get out of their solar system. In fact, the First Great General orders his fleet to guard the perimeter of the solar system from the Artonians. The ones who have just fought by his side against the enemies of the known Reba. This is another rift. It is not a good one. Who knows how or if this one can be closed. But the third rift is the one of most urgent concern. It is the rift that is open in the now shattered Dracian solar system. This is the literal tear in space that is letting the Dark Ones in. There is a lone ship flying through the heart of the Dark Ones. The Dark Ones have opened a way for them to go. The navigator of the ship, James, is befuddled by the situation.
They are almost like guiding us. If I go to the right or the left, we would run into the amassing hordes on that side. They've also blocked our retreat.
Yeah, the sensors show that there were a group of Artonian ships attempting to follow us. They have been blocked by the Dark Ones.
Yeah, and if we keep going forward, then we go further and further away from them.
What is forward?
It is the heart of the Dracian solar system. Well, it is the heart of what used to be the Dracian solar system. We destroyed it with biogenetic temporal bombs.
I guess it is obvious that you guys still have those.
Yes, it is obvious.
The summoner notices the sarcasm, but doesn't respond.
Now, we just need to figure out what to do.
And preferably, that will be before we get to where they're leading us.
Preferably.
Sensors show a kind of shattered space. There are many places that seem to have been reached from Dracian space.
Keep up, old man. We've been saying that. There were a group of them that attacked Reba. That's why your people, the Artonians, came. Remember?
Well, you did a nice job of screwing that up. I am not an Artonian. I'm an Earthling. And nice job by your people, too.
On what?
Not only did they destroy a solar system, it looks like they destroyed solar systems and other... I don't know what you call them.
I'm responsible for that, too. I was on the team that destroyed this place. I was one of the only survivors.
Well, congratulations again. You are responsible for killing a lot of people, and even getting some possessed. Wait just a minute. A third congratulations is called for. Sensors are showing many dead sons in those places.
Stop talking, or I'm going to make you stop talking. One of the crew makes an observation. It looks like the sensors are showing that we are headed for one of those shattered areas that contains a rift. Or maybe the rift that has given the Dark Ones access to all the other areas. Cowboy Jay is still fuming.
You have a smart mouth, but you can't take the truth.
I'll kill you.
Oh yeah?
Shatter interjects.
Hey guys, can you kill each other later? Let's focus on getting out of this. Alive.
Shatter, I just don't like people like him. A lot of talk, but a coward at heart.
I've warned you, old man.
Cowards don't kill. They end up getting other people killed. How many of your own people did you get killed? Anybody important?
James jumps up and gets ready to rush Cowboy Jay.
Yeah! My mother!
The two stare at each other as an alarm goes off.
Sit down. Something's happening. It looks like more horsemen. They're coming out of some of the areas, as you call them.
Those look different. They are wearing spacesuits.
The Dark Ones don't need spacesuits to survive in space. Michael, do you recognize them?
No.
Well, looky there. They must be allies. They are fighting the Dark Ones.
Who are they?
There is silence. Then the Sun Child answers.
There are many sons here. There are many dead sons here. The worlds that orbited them are also now dead. Some of the beings from those worlds grouped together to form what they called the Knights of Light. They fought back now, most of them are dead too.
How do you know this?
Because the sons know it. They witnessed it.
Well, at least they are fighting with us.
This isn't necessarily good.
The space erupts with massive weapons fire. The little ship dodges, moves, but it cannot escape the weapons. The weapons fire is everywhere. There are explosions. There are screams on the ship, as many are injured by exploding machinery. The dogs begin to yip and howl as they are tossed around in the little ship.
This looks like it could be it.
Then, a force, like darker than dark, comes roaring through the rift. It is crying fiercely. It is the Hidden One. I will not be denied. The darkness forms hands and swipes through space. All that they touch, they kill or absorb. They absorb the darkness. It is horror in space.
What are we going to do? There are no doors to run through, and there is no place to hide. There is a place to hide. Where? In the light.
What does that mean?
It means goodbye for real this time.
The sun child becomes brighter and passes through the walls of the ship. The light is so bright, all of the crew have to look away. They have to shield their eyes as the light becomes brighter. The ship is thrust forward, although no one can see what is happening. No one can see anything, and nothing can see them. They are hidden in the light. Suddenly, the light is gone. It's as if a candle has been blown out. Crew's eyes begin to adjust to the new lighting. The new lighting is basically darkness.
Where are we?
It's so dark I cannot read the instruments. Shatter, would you mind?
Shatter shines.
Oh boy. We are in the rift.
Next time. Riding Bat.